Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 595. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello.
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm all right. I just have I was a little sick on Wednesday, so sorry for the rescheduling. But just been hacking like a mofo today. Disgusting. I am the person in the office that I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where like this, I feel like the sickness has pretty much left my body, but now it's like all the residual mucus that's like trying to exit my body.
Yeah. But that's good. I mean, you got a few days of that and then you'll be, once you get that out, you'll be feeling 100%. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, I made you stay home. Because you're still sick. So you're coming to us live from some undisclosed location in Pinellas or Hillsborough County, Florida. And I'm
correct.
At Jeffrey Epstein's Island. Big news about that. Maybe we'll get to it with the file release. Who knows? I don't have much hope. But yeah, sorry for the sound last week. I got a lot of comments that the sound was bad. I know. I prefaced it in the description, but there we go. She got a good cough. Oh, I was going to ask you if you had a cough button. That was a good one. So, yes, I know the sound was bad last week. Thank you for letting me know, the people that did in the comments. It's will send me into a tailspin. It's an easy way to troll me. I shouldn't tell people this, but when it's explained and then you go, hey, what's the deal? You know, I just told you what the deal was. It's in the description. But anyway, so sorry about that. In fact, I don't even think I got a message from Joe Bordeaux and he told me that it didn't air on Radio St. Pete not because the audio was bad, but because I guess they had a performer.
He hates you. Oh.
Yes. He's very mad at me.
Seriously?
No, not at all. I guess they had like a live performance thing going on. I can't believe the leaps and bounds that Radio St. Pete has taken from this little baby community station. And now it's just like a local powerhouse, kind of. They're doing a lot of cool stuff. They're doing a lot of stuff that I wanted to do. Mm. And with the live music and live performances and stuff, but just didn't know how or, you know, how to begin with that. We did a few things. I remember we did these guys, John and, oh God, I can't remember the other guy's name now. John and Jay or something. They had this thing, Wove, and they would have bands and stuff play at their place. And we did like a recording with them. And then we like mixed in the music. And I was kind of excited about that. Music's not really my thing. I'm not a big music guy. But I thought it was
be strange.
Yeah.
Like all you do is listen to talk, which, I mean, I'm glad. And please listen to us, but...
Yeah,
I mean, I would say most of my listening, maybe not. Whenever I'm in the car, I don't like listening to people talk. I like cruising and grooving, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do sometimes, but I would say probably 3% of the time. The rest is podcasts or radio.
Yeah.
You know what you listened to today?
What?
99.9, which is like I think it's like a Catholic talk station.
I didn't know
they were trying to warn people about Islam.
Maybe I should start listening.
You might like it. I was like, what is this? And I listened to it for about 15 minutes and then I lost interest after that. But I was like, I've never heard this before.
Dude, I am like, I am an atheist, right? That's no secret, but I am pro anything that's not that.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who, a very close friend who you've met, who has found Jesus, and it has transformed her life.
Interesting.
In the best ways, like, to the point where I was like, dang, like, she seems like she is like 10x'd how good of a person she is since her baptism. Like, maybe I can get some of that.
Yeah.
But without believing. But I feel like it comes as a package deal. Anyways, you know, maybe a few years ago, maybe like 10 years ago, I'd be like, eh, is that really, I don't know if I'm really for that. But honestly, since the, you know, we'll call it the, I don't know how to call it, the takeover, I'm like, listen, anything that's combating that, I'm in favor. You want Jesus? Great. Buddha? Mm. Awesome. Vishnu? Fantastic. You know, being a Jew, whatever, great. Anything? Anything. I'll take Mormon. I'll take Jehovah Witness. Anything but that.
Mm. They had on, it was a guest. I think it was a Ukrainian guy. I don't know if it was in the Ukraine or here, if he was, you know, just Ukrainian in here, but something about, I didn't really know what was going on, but he was, you know, expressing that there was issues with ringing the bells for the Catholic Church, and the community, the Muslim community, would not allow him to do that. Wherever he was, I don't know if it was here. I think it might have been like a Dearborn, or there's a few cities now that are kind of majority Islamic now, and they're not as tolerant as we are. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I got a call too from the Bone did the Save the Bay or Feed the Bay today, and John Brennan asked me last minute to board up the John's show, and then it would carry over into Drew. I couldn't do it because it was slammed at work, but yeah, he was. I don't know. I don't know who did it. I'm curious of who board opt. He must have been desperate if he, but I don't know. Maybe.
Do you think, may I theorize something?
Sure. Of course.
Do you think it was like an olive branch?
Maybe.
That you shut down?
Well, I didn't shut it down. I literally could not do it.
Oh, okay.
So I just said, you know, thanks. Appreciate you thinking of me, and any on-air opportunities that you have in the near future, I'm definitely interested in. So please keep me in mind. Oh. I really didn't want to board up though. That's such a, to just sit in a studio.
Devotion. Yeah.
Yeah. And just sit there and not talk into a microphone while a microphone's right there. I couldn't do that. In fact, I don't think I ever board opt now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, I did for a few shows and stuff, but
yeah, no, I understand. But what I'm asking is, like, do you think this is step one of like getting back in the mix?
Maybe, but I couldn't do it. I mean,
I get it.
It wasn't available.
I understand.
I was very nice in my response, and
good.
If there's any on air opportunity, he was like, you could, you know, John, you'll be on with John a little bit. So I was like, yeah.
No, I get it. Can I ask a question? The ministry, the health ministry, like who is getting that food? Is it like homeless people, or is it like low income people?
I don't know what the qualifications are.
Anybody just be like, I need it?
I don't know, but maybe.
Will, this is going to sound not nice, especially during the holiday season when you're supposed to have a little bit of extra, you know, compassionate pep in your step. But like, when was the last time you saw like a hungry person in America? And not like it's lunchtime, I'm hungry. Like someone who needed nutrients in this country. Because maybe the best, because it says health ministries, maybe the healthiest thing this person or family could do is not eat, not have Thanksgiving.
Well, we talked about this, I think it was maybe last week or the week before, you know, when the SNAP benefit crisis was going on, and, you know, they were doing a story on it, and people were showing up in really nice cars.
like Infiniti. You're like, that's a nicer car than mine.
Yeah, it's like a 2015 Lexus. I'm like, what the heck? I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of the crises in the country are people just overextending themselves, overspending on credit. And then they're probably like, oh, crap, now I can't buy food. But it's like, all right.
Who is that?
Lots of people. Lots of people. But anyway, I wanted to do a special episode, Anna, this week. I saw a lot of stories. I was, you know, searching around like I normally do. A lot of stories involving the ladies. And you are a lady. What's going on with the ladies, Anna? I need to know.
Oh my God, where do we start?
Where do we start? Well, let's start here. This story. I found this interesting. And I've heard this sentiment expressed from friends of mine, mostly on Instagram. I will say not in person, in conversation, but at least online. People like to complain. 2 out of 5 younger women want to leave the United States for good. That's 40%. That's a pretty substantial number. In 2025, about 40% of women aged 15 to 44 said that they would move abroad permanently if given the opportunity. What's stopping you? Number one, you can go. You're free to leave if you really
want to. Well, hold on. Is this like a political thing, or they just like want to travel and like they have big issues with, I'm assuming they have big political issues with America.
That's what it sounds like, because it's not like travel to another place.
It's like permanently relocate.
Yes. By contrast, 19% of young women's male counterparts said they would like to leave the, which is a lot, 20%. That's one in, you know, that's 20%, one in five, marking what Gallup would said was the widest gap it had ever recorded in this trend. Gallup also noted that countries had shown this kind of gender gap in desire to migrate since it started measuring the question globally in 2007. The trend among women began to rise in 2016. I don't know if you remember what happened then, but that was Barack Obama's final year in office. And before 2016, the desire to move to another country wasn't as prevalent among the demographic. Gallup correlated much of this shift to politics and American women losing faith in the country's government, justice system, military, and integrity of elections. Election denial, if you will. What is going on?
Oh, don't ask me. I don't talk to these people. They're just can I speak freely?
Of course.
I mean, within the realms of language, but not all women, but most. I want to say I'm a rare breed, which is just giving props to myself, but women are highly emotional and they often can't think logically about things. Mm-hmm. It's just a fact. I know men, and I have my moments as well. Like, I am a very emotional being. You don't really see me this way. It's usually left for my poor spouse to deal with when I'm having an emotional moment, but I know I'm being emotional and not rational in that moment. But my public self is almost always logical, you know? And even when I think I'm overreacting about something, I often come to you or my boyfriend or someone I trust who has good discernment. And I go, am I overreacting about this? I feel like I'm not, but I feel like I might be, you know, drunk on emotion. Sometimes it's hard to tell. But yeah, women think that if like people are sad, that it's the wrong decision. And that is not a good way to look at policy, politics, or what's good for society at large. And for some reason, there is this obsession to care for other over your own, which I think is disgusting. And no one else thinks this way. Italy thinks Italy first. Saudi Arabia thinks Saudi Arabia first. So the fact that like America should put Americans first, to them, they find that offensive is beyond me. It's like saying, like, would you take care of the neighbor's kids before your own? No. So why are you putting people who don't belong here or aren't from here above people who need help here and now? Like, we talk about this a lot. There are homeless people here now. There are people with drug problems now. And we're giving these people who are not citizens like a leg up over the people who have lived here and were born here, or, you know, put in the system. Maybe they're veterans. Like, that's the most depraved one of all, that we don't take care of our veterans, that were often sent to wars that they shouldn't have had to fight, and they're messed up, and society just like forgets about them. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I wonder if it's, you know, you brought up the correlation of like, or the comparison, I guess I should say, of taking care of your neighbor's kids before your own. Yes. And I wonder if this has to do with having that nurturing instinct, and there's record numbers of people not having children. I would say you're kind of the exception to the rule, because you don't have children, and I don't either, but you don't really have this point of view at all.
Well, what, taking care of other before self?
Just like wanting to lead the country and how terrible the country is. And
they just, again, I think you're also kind of a product of the media that you consume. I like to think I have a diverse media diet. Like, if I'm being honest with myself, I probably don't, because I'm probably looking at a lot of this stuff. You know, I'm looking at stuff from my side of the spectrum, and maybe I read a few articles on it, but it all kind of has the same point of view. Mm-hmm. I think that. I was listening to something on my way home from work today about how like liberal women are online, or women are on social media more than men, and liberal women are on social media more than conservative women. I don't know how true that is, but it seems like maybe it shakes out. And if you just watch, if you are like persistently online, you just think that's how everyone is living, thinking, feeling, and it is just not the case. Mm-hmm. And so if you watch like 1,000 videos of like ICE arresting people, and in your mind you think that they are, you know, that shouldn't be the case, or that they're here legally, or whatever the case may be, like you can give yourself psychosis. What's crazy to me is just the vast number of people that this has happened to, because you think like not maybe like a few unhinged people, but it seems like 40% of young women, again, we don't know how reliable this survey is, or, and maybe they survey 1,000 people and they extrapolate, you know, 40%. It's like, okay, 40%. How many people did you survey? 100? Like,
well, so it's Gallup. It was a Gallup poll. So, I mean, okay, they're pretty well known for their, I don't know if it's accuracy necessarily, but their science,
the numbers
behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. People are sick. I talk about this with my coworkers all the time about just, being online persistently is just, it's clearly not good for the human brain.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad this is why I'm not, that I have you here. I have you here every week, but you can say, it's going to sound like I'm women bashing if I say these things, but I tend to agree with you. And it seems like, I don't know, like I don't want to get any ladies mad at me, but it seems like they're more susceptible to these things, and I also think they have a more nurturing instinct than men do biologically.
Yeah, they do.
So they want to be sweet and nice and help everybody and just do the right thing. And
but that's not true though, because they don't want to help their own. They don't want to help white people. You know what I mean? So it's like, you are nurturing, but you're being very selective with who you feel for.
Well, the other in general.
Downtrodden in your mind.
The oppressed.
Right. It's just this like oppressed oppressor prism, and everything is through that lens. Oh, well, you're a man, so you're the oppressor. Well, you're brown, so you're the oppressed. Like, there's no case by case basis. It's like the biggest brush, and they're just making strokes with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's weird, to say the least, but I've definitely noticed it too. And I don't know if like, they might not mean it. People love to complain. People love to, you know, involve themselves in this theater that is our American political system. I don't know why so many ladies are into politics. I really don't get it. It's pretty boring, really.
I don't think so.
Well, you're maybe the exception to the rule. I'm not even really super into politics. I mean, I dabble here and there, but it's not my whole identity.
You're interested in it. Like you keep up on current events and what's going on, and you have opinions about things. Why are women? Because are you trying to say that they like women, like by and large, were not before, or but they're selectively interested? Because, like, here's the thing: you talk to women, and I'm not going to say all women, but you talk to a lot of women about the economy.
Yeah, I was going to say taxes. They would go,
taxes. Yeah. And I'm saying this as a woman, like, that doesn't really captivate my attention. I don't think it captivates the, you know, you might be like, things are unaffordable, make them affordable. But if it's like, do you want to learn about the nuances of the economy and how money works? They're like, no. Do you want to learn about Wall Street? No. Doesn't interest me either. Do you want to learn about, like, maybe the Federal Reserve? Not really. Don't really care. Banks? Not really. But you talk about abortion, or you talk about, you know, immigrants and being nice and safe spaces, like, that's something that will attract, like, the female sentiment.
Yeah.
I think.
Abortion is definitely.
Yeah, women are upset. And then, yeah, of course, the retort to that is like, well, it's their bodies. It's like, okay, like, just because you own a home doesn't mean you can burn the family that rents from you inside. Like,
well, I mean, not to get into that debate even, but it's like, it's not even just women. I mean, there's about, you know, 43-46% of ladies are pro-choice. So it's not just a women's issue. I mean, there's a lot of women out there who would like to see that practice, no matter how you feel about it.
You mean pro-life or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it's like 43-46%. It does keep dropping. Like, it might be like 60-40 now, but there's still a significant amount of ladies out there who are not down with that.
Yeah, Oh, certainly. Yeah. I feel kind of bad about how I feel about this issue. Like, I don't care. Like, there are other issues that I, like, care about. Like, you know, maybe if we talked about trans thing, I feel a certain way. I feel evoked a certain way. Mm. We talk about immigration. I feel evoked with abortion. If we want to have a philosophical debate about it, like, okay, but it's like, but does it make you upset? Does it scare you? And I go, no, I don't care at all. At all. Like, here's how I feel. I'm like, gun to my head. Do you think it's right or wrong? And I go, it's probably wrong. Mm. But then I go like, well, like, are you going to go protest? I'm like, no. Like, if someone was like, I killed this baby at like 8.5 months, I'd be like, oh, that's probably bad. But like, I feel nothing. I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You're probably going to go to hell, but whatever. I mean,
yeah, I don't know, like, why I don't have compassion for like these babies. Like, I'm just like, whatever.
I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I think I still am, you know, pro-choice, but just barely. I mean, it's when it's used as a form of birth control, I find that abhorrent, and, you know, many, many others out there. And I do think I'm kind of like you, where I'm just like, if there is a God, let's let him sort it out, because I don't want to get involved. And also, I just think it's too hard to ban because it's already out there, much like guns. There are going to be people who are doing it in the back alleys and stuff like that. Yeah. But there has to be some sort of happy medium that we can come to an agreement with. It doesn't sound like it. One side is like, just whenever I want, 8.5 months, 9 months. I mean, there was Ralph Northam famously said, after the baby's born, potentially. And you go, okay, this is just too much for me. I got a Jerry Seinfeld meme and go. It's just too much. But yeah, that's weird. So that was the first story that I saw about the ladies where I was like, ladies, what's going on? 40% who want to go? Really? I don't believe you, number one. I think it's more of a fashion statement, but you can go if you want to. I mean, you have to go through the immigration of that country. You have to get a visa, or you could try to go illegally.
Right. Like, you seem not to mind, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people come here. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, in some ways it's funny. I think about that sometimes where in some ways I'm like very female, you know, and think and feel like a woman because I am. But in other ways, I feel like my sentiments are like the opposite, you know, like I stress, I understand that like your instincts and your reactions to things are often wrong. Like, you shouldn't, you see something and you go, ugh, that looks not nice. But then you go, but we can't determine and build policy off of like, oh, that made me sad, you know?
Yeah.
You got to go, well, like, we got to think kind of level headed. We got to think, this is why you don't have family members on a jury, mm-hmm. right? Because they'll just be like, sentence that person to death, like dead, you know? You don't have a murder case and then the spouse of the murdered victim is on the jury, that they, you don't do that. And there's a reason. So you could try to think clearly.
Yeah.
You know? So the jury isn't biased in any way. So
813-693-2124. If you want to send hate comments to Anna, you can do that there. thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Real quick before we get out of here, it's almost time. Our time is almost up, believe it or not. I wanted to do this one. Ladies, what's going on? And in fact, we didn't even get to that one. I want to do this one because it involves, there's a few that involve Florida, actually. Where is it? Where is it? I just saw it. Here it is. Okay. Share this tab instead. Going back to my link. Ladies, what's going on? UK woman traveled to Florida to be, this is YouTube, unalived, court documents say. A Florida woman is charged with, a Florida man is charged with unaliving a woman who he believed to have traveled from the United Kingdom so she could be. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement began investigating the incident on October 13th after it was contacted by Interpol regarding a missing woman sought by UK authorities. Sonia Exelby, 32, young, was reported missing from Portsmouth, England. She flew from England to the U.S., arriving at the Gainesville Regional Airport on October 10th and was supposed to return on the 13th, but did not make her flight. That's a long flight for 3 days. That should have been suspicious, number one. UK authorities described her as having a mental health diagnosis and said that she expressed unaliving ideation in the past. Evidence on her computer suggested that she was unalive ideation again, and I'm sorry I have to talk like this, but you just can't say stuff online, and would travel abroad to possibly be abused, tortured, and unalived by unknown individuals living in the United States. On October 11th, the roadside assistance service attempted to charge her debit card several times in varying amounts, and a $1,200 transaction eventually went through. FDLE contacted the business owner named Dwayne Hall, 53, who said the card belonged to a customer but could not produce any information about the woman's car location nor cell phone records to support her assertion that he received the call from someone he said received the call and charged Exelby's credit cards. In the video, let's see. Well, anyway, this guy, this is the guy, Dwayne Hall. That's the unaliver weirdo. Apparently they met on like a fetish website and he kind of started grooming her on there. And eventually she decided that she had some sort of episode incident. And I guess she just flew there, went to his house. They rented an Airbnb. He started abusing her. They found some videos. Apparently did like, you know, stuff of a sexual nature.
Okay, I figured. No?
But he's pretty gross. And she's actually kind of cute. I would say for London, she's like a 8.5. Traditionally not the best looking people. Let me see if we can find a picture of her real quick. Wasn't in this story.
Jesus. Goodness. That's really sick. Like, her plan was to be unalived.
That's right. I don't have a picture of her in this one. Dang it. All right. Well, whatever. We got to go anyways. Radio St. Pete, thanks a bunch. We're going to make this free on Substack, which we do have one of those, hmbradio.substack.com. And we have a free subscription and obviously a paid one. If you want to help support the show, it really helps us out. We do appreciate that. Live on YouTube and Rumble on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. willsyoutube.com. You can get there. And of course, you can get in touch with us, 813-693-2124, and thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. We got the Thanksgiving episode coming up next week. I know you're really excited, so we're going to talk about that. And maybe sooner than you think, Anna. Let's just put it that way. But we'll say goodbye to everybody else, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.